Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all-age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
Today on the podcast, we're going to take a look at the brand new all-age comic books for the week of August 10th, including a classic 30th anniversary look at Jim Henson's Labyrinth, issue number 2 of a fabulous Doctor Who miniseries. For the adults in the audience, there are a couple of you, there's a brand new photo book from the 30th anniversary of Aliens, there's a new reboot from a classic Western, a trade paperback from the movie that Disney never should have made, and a dollar comic book that highlights My Little Pony that everybody will want to see. This is Trey with Daddy Mojo. Thank you for listening to the podcast this week. You are listening to Jazar in the background, and you can check out all of their stuff over at Free Music Archives. It is fabulous. Background music. Great to work to. Hey, if you like the podcast, or if you have any improvements, you're welcome to post comments on any of the channels that you may be listening to this from. You know, be it the website, iTunes, podcast, or any of them. Just leave us a comment and let us know what we could be doing better. Or if you like it, just give us a thumbs up or a cat emoji, and we'll be thankful. In science fiction this week, there are some really cool books out. One of our favorites, one of our favorite movies per se, has always been Labyrinth. And this year is the 30th anniversary of that very classic movie, Jim Henson's Labyrinth, 30th anniversary special. Number one comes out from Boom Studios, and wow, it's bigger than the average comic book. It's about $10. So this is for the fans or for the folks that really like their fables and their monsters and their creativity. This is the 30th anniversary of the Jim Henson fantasy classic film. You're going to delve into the fan favorite characters like Ludo Hoggle, a couple other surprise people, and it collects some of the stories that have previously been out there for the Labyrinth Free Comic Book Day stories in one location. So you don't have to scour the internet for all of the Free Comic Book Day stories from Boom Studios from 2009, because they're going to be in this book. Yay, it's 40 pages of brand new story and art also included in the book. And we look forward to getting our hands on this because it looks gorgeous. Also, the cover has the glossy and the hollow foil enhancements, so it's all shiny, bright, and sparkly too. The Master of Time and Space always has a nice mini-series out in the summer, and this summer of 2016 is no exception for Doctor Who. Doctor Who Supremacy of the Cybermen, number 2 of 5, comes out. The Cybermen, while not our favorite Doctor Who villain, they're still really good and kind of creepy. And in this issue, it's number 2 of 5, the cyber ships are on fire in the Thames, and the Ninth Doctor has to battle for the soul of London. Wow. There are also some other things going on with the 11th Doctor, and the 3rd Doctor, the 10th Doctor. You've got lots of Doctors in this miniseries. So if you're not sure what Doctor you like or you want to check out a Doctor Who comic book, this could be a good jumping in point. It could be the deep end of the pool, though. So if you love your Doctor Who, it's probably the deep end of the pool, and you'll love this. Check it out at your own discretion. And it is an all-age comic. The violence is not over the top. The language, in other words, the vocabulary, maybe a little more than the average young reader can grasp, but the story is going to be spot on for any young science fiction fan. That's Doctor Who, Supremacy of the Cybermen miniseries, number 2 of 5. Sonic also has a really cool miniseries every summer, and Sonic Universe number 88 comes out this week. And we picked up issue number 86 a couple of months ago, and we're really disappointed. So that's why we wanted to highlight this one, Sonic Universe number 88, because it steps up the story a little bit, and it is a good series. Tracy Hartley, who's been doing the art on this series for ages, and Ian Flynn also, they do a great job with this series. It's full of action, humor, and it's a classic character from Sega, because everybody knows Sonic. Fabulous it is. And this one, Knuckles, it's Shattered Part 2. And this is a great series for anybody, boys or girls. This is one that really floats the line between both sexes. You could be a boy or a girl and appreciate it just as much, because they do a great job of approaching both sexes with equal fun. It's Sonic Universe number 88. also in science fiction this week. This is a book that is going to be for parents or for cinephiles because it's expensive and it focuses around an R-rated movie, Aliens. It has been 30 years since Aliens, the second movie in the Aliens canon, came out. Aliens Set Photography. This is a hardcover book from Titan Books, and these are pictures that were taken behind the scenes when they were making that movie, starring, directed by James Cameron, starring Sigourney Weaver, and my gosh, what a film this was. I saw this in the theater about 5 or 6 times, and I was old enough to legitimately see it. It didn't sneak in or anything, and it was that great, and it's still fabulous. Whenever I catch it on television, I can't not watch it. It is one of our favorite movies to date, and I can imagine that the set pictures behind the scenes are going to be well worth checking out. And this is a very thick book, and well, it should be, because if you buy it retail, it's $40. Check it out through one of the links. It's just over $32. Again, this is for the fans, but this movie has proven that it's very durable. They did a discussion at Comic-Con recently that was packed, standing room only. So there's a lot of demand for nostalgia about this film, because it's awesome, and partially because I guess people are ramping up for the next Alien movie, which is going to be released in 2017, which I'm looking forward to, because Prometheus was very good. It was the deep end of the science fiction pool, but it was very good. That's Aliens Set Photography, comes up this week. In superheroes this week, it's kind of a skinny week, but there are two really unique books that are interesting and worth checking out. One of them is The Lone Ranger Green Hornet, number 2 of 6. This is a miniseries, and it's from Dynamite Entertainment. This one, the action is such that it's cool for all ages. However, the characters, some of the younger kids aren't going to know who the heck either of these guys are. That's going to be the downfall. But if you have a child or a young reader that likes westerns or is looking for something slightly different and out of the box, they can check this out. The one thing that parents may want to keep an eye out on is that because Dynamite Entertainment has so many books that sometimes are not great for all ages, some of the ads in the back may be a little more graphic than they're looking for. So if you're a parent, just check out the ads in the back of this issue. It's Lone Ranger Green Hornet, number 2 of 6, out this week. My backstory is this. It's not like a Doofenshmirtz tragic backstory, but in the first part of the 90s, I was working at Disney World, doing a variety of things. That was during the time when The Rocketeer came out. That was a movie that was really, really horrible by most standards. And at the time, the CEO of Disney, Michael Eisner, did an interview on 60 Minutes. There's a point to this story, I swear. And he was the interviewer asked Eisner, Is there a movie that you wish you wouldn't have made? And everybody at work, when we saw this, we said Rocketeer, because it was horrible. A close second was Dick Tracy. The point to this is The Rocketeer at War is a trade paperback that comes out this week. It's brand new from IDW, and the character, the Rocketeer, in theory is pretty cool. The movie was the Albatross. So let's concentrate here on the trade paperback. This is brand new. It collects Rocketeer at War, issues 1 through 4. And this is of note because they recently planned a reboot for The Rocketeer, the movie. The premise behind this is it's a World War II soldier that straps a rocket to his back, so he's essentially a human airplane. But he's also kind of a fearless, reckless stunt guy who goes behind enemy lines and does some other things. That's what's happening here. So if you have a young reader that likes some war tales, and the action in this isn't going to be gratuitous. There'll be some war violence with people getting shot, whatnot, but it's not going to be the modern terrorism warfare, if that makes any sense. It's going to be the classic warfare of World War II. That's not redeemable by any stretch of the imagination in real terms, but that gives you a sense for the violence and what's happening there. It's also good fun. I mean, in theory, again, theory's great in comics, isn't it? The Rocketeer at War should be a very fun series. We'll check it out from IDW this week. Also in superheroes, this is the reason we started reading comics, many, many years ago. Spidey, I've mentioned this a couple times from the general from the Electric Company. not from the General Electric Company, because they get enough of my money now. Spidey. Spidey was rebooted from Marvel Comics last year, and this is the first trade paperback that collects issues 1 through 6 from that rebooted series. And this is a very fun series for kids, because it has enough action. For some reason, Marvel has it rated T for teen. However, ages 6 and up are going to be okay with this. There's action, there's consequences, there are some teenage troubles that Peter Parker is going through, but it's dealt with in a goofy way, like he's scared to ask a girl out on a date, or he's getting bullied at school, something like that. These are things that kids can relate to, and it's not in a cruel or unrealistic way. That may happen with some of the action, where he's battling Dr. Doom and things like that, but the action, again, is going to be A-okay for kids 6 and up, and this is the kind of stuff that kids will love. Trade paperback collects 6 issues and retails for just under $18. However, check it out through one of the links on the website, and it'll cost you just under $15. Save $3, because you can. In Humor Comics, there's a very unique comic that comes out this week called Disney Magic Kingdom Comics. It's issue number 2 of 2, so it's a very short miniseries. This is a comic book tale that takes place within the Magic Kingdom. Now, Ridley Pearson has done some great stories about this in his Kingdom Keepers series. It's really great reading, where all of the series take place in a theme park at Disney World, or central to a certain ride or theme. That is different. That's the Kingdom Keepers. This is actually a comic book that takes Donald Duck and Mickey Mouse on various adventures through Disney World. So you've got Plunkett's Emporium, where Scrooge and Flintheart Gloomgold fight over a big Adventureland battle. So it takes place in Adventureland. You've also got the Matterhorn, which is that cool ride. That's in the Kingdom? That could be at Epcot. You know, my Disney map is failing me, but it's a fun place. It really is. This is only the first Disney Parks-themed anthology comic in 30 years, and it's jam-packed with classic Disney artists. It's Disney Magic Kingdom Comics, number 2 of 2. It's out on IDW this week. My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, number 1, Greatest Hits Edition. Now, this is pretty neat because it's only $1, and that is great because we're cheap. And it's an introductory. It serves as a great introductory to people who don't know My Little Pony. And that seems kind of like, well, everybody knows My Little Pony, don't they? Not really. Everybody knows who My Little Pony is, because it's a classic character and she's been around for decades, but they don't really know the main characters. So that's where this is going to be great, and it's only $1. So you really can't beat that. It's My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, issue number 1 from IDW. And my guess is that IDW will have other greatest hits coming out for their titles also. We'll let you know about that. This week, Flintstones number 2 comes out. Number 1 came out last month. We casually looked at it but didn't mention it here because it didn't seem funny. And even now, issue number 2 doesn't seem funny. The art is very good, but I'll read you the description and you can let me know your thoughts on it. Bone Depot, Tarpet, and other big box stores get Bidrock whipped into a buying frenzy while Fred gets trapped in a vitamin pill scam. Plus, Fred and Wilma experience a crisis of faith when they discover the bird god that they worship also makes a great record player needle. That's the description for Flintstones 2. So I'm not sure if it's supposed to be more nostalgia with a bit of humor that appeals to the adults. I'm not really sure who they're aiming for. But if you have a kid that likes some Bedrockian humor and they're down with the Flintstones, you can check that out. It's from DC Comics. If you have read this comic and you can let us know if it's any good, what your opinion is of it, please let us know, because, you know, I like to know these things. It's what we do. Also coming out this week is SpongeBob Comics. And we have to mention this just because it's our son's favorite comic right now. SpongeBob Comics number 59 from United Plankton Pictures comes out. Also known as Bongo. I'm not sure the delineation there. This comic book is funny. There is literally nothing wrong with it, and any age can approach it. Our 4, almost 5-year-old likes to look at it. He can't read any of the words, but he can know some of the letters. He does. And our almost 7-year-old can read most of the words, but he can't really make sense of the stories yet. It's a great comic, and it is a fabulously priced vehicle at just under $4. But you get a lot for the money. Some comics you don't get a lot for the money if they're priced retail at $3.99. However, SpongeBob comics, boom, it's a great value. Really is. Number 59, that is it. New Comic Book Day is every Wednesday at your local comic book store. You can cruise out, get those. And if you take any pictures or share it with people, just hashtag NCBD. That's New Comic Book Day, hashtag NCBD. And you can see what your friends are reading. It's Trey with Daddy Mojo. Have a great week.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.